Proclamation number 6222 of 29th of March, 1955. Word reception. Protecting the truth. The spiritual bond between people and me is not always the same, because every person's nature is different, because everyone feels differently and everyone has different ideas according to which he will adjust himself to the spiritual kingdom. But the fact that the human being seeks the bond with me also guarantees that I will grant him my protection, that beings of darkness cannot simultaneously harass him as long as he has established the bond with me. Thus anyone who seeks me and strives to experience the truth through me will also be the recipient of pure truth. And then I can also inform him of everything that is beneficial for the soul. I myself can proclaim the gospel to him, clearly and purely, because I myself can speak to him, because I can convey my word to him which always and constantly testifies of me. And because I need servants on earth who spread this pure gospel again, who carry it out into the world, therefore I bless every person who, wanting to do so, listens within himself to what my love reveals to him. I bless all who want to receive my pure gospel in order to be active with it on my behalf on earth. And I will always unambiguously convey this gospel to earth so that it will remain clear and pure as long as possible, because only my pure, unadulterated word contains the strength to help the souls mature. I truly know best what is necessary for people on earth to know, and what people ask me for I explain to them through my servants who are able to hear my voice within themselves. But for the sake of truth I then also protect these recipients from misguided teachings as soon as they can endanger the pure truth. And misguided teachings are a danger as soon as they cloud or change the meaning of my gospel or even contradict it. However, erroneous teachings can only be conveyed by my adversary if the direct connection with me is severed. If the human being's thoughts digress into areas which are my adversary's territory. If the world thus pushes itself forward, which can easily happen where too much attention is still paid to the world. For the connection with me does not dissolve the freedom of the will, but it can be strengthened through heartfelt appeal to me, and then all error is excluded. Always provided that the purpose of this connection is only the reception of the divine word. My pure teaching of light and love is for anyone who seriously desires this in order to work for me and my kingdom will leave all worldly things untouched. He will only ever be concerned about the soul's salvation. He will only ever desire nourishment for the soul, and this he will certainly receive as true food from heaven, as bread of life through which the soul matures and attains perfection. Yet I am also a loving father who always looks after his children, who also enlightens them in worldly matters when I see the truthfulness of such questions. Yet you should ask as few such questions as possible, because the straying of your thoughts into worldly areas also opens the entrance to you for my adversary, especially if you allow yourselves to be captured by such thoughts. Because then my voice no longer penetrates you and instead you hear other sounds. According to your innermost desire. For only the intimate connection with me guarantees you purest truth and satisfies your spiritual desire. Amen.